Hey there, it's Irene Lyon, and welcome to this exercise. To do this, I'm going to get you to preferably sit. You don't have to sit on the floor. It isn't like a meditation where you're sitting cross-legged. You could sit on a comfortable couch, a chair, kitchen chair, stool, something where you're supported and you're able to feel your pelvis and your feet on the ground. Granted, that's comfortable. Of course, you can always cross your legs, do what feels best, but I will teach this as though you are sitting. Of course, as you become more proficient at this exercise, you can do it anytime, anywhere, standing, lying down, driving, etc. So just begin right now. As you sit, start by listening to your breath. So this is step number one. Listen. Try not to change it. And this can be really tricky sometimes. So can you simply notice the ease of your breath, what it's doing, without manipulating it, without changing it? And to help that a little bit, I'm going to get you to just notice the qualities in your face and maybe even see what it would be like to just bring your hands up to the areas of your cheeks, your jaw, and touch very gently, so gently, just so gently. It's not to massage or to dig, but just gentle touch. And as you touch, listen to your breath. Rest even your hands in one spot and just feel the skin, the contours of your face, cheekbones, jaw, the softness of the cheeks, the area close to where your actual jaw joint is, very close to where your ear meets your face, your ears. And again, notice your breath. Allow the mouth to even be open so that air can freely come into the mouth, throat, into your lungs without any effort. Following how it comes in, and then how it comes out without any added force. So often when we feel overwhelmed, we try to take a deep breath and blow out. And while that can help for certain situations, for our intents, for our purposes right now, it's just to notice. So allow the jaw to be free, softness in the face, and I'm guiding you to actually feel the face and bring attention to how it can be soft by gentle touch. Now, as you're listening to your breath, start to bring attention to your feet. So now we're going to go into step number two. As you're noticing your breath, bring attention to your feet and how they are connecting to either the ground or even the chair. Let's say you're sitting cross-legged on a couch, something I do all the time. It's comfortable for me. Might not be for you, but if you might be sitting in a way that your feet are not both on the ground because you prefer that, that's fine. but just wherever they might be, notice them. Notice the pressure that they make with the surface that they're on. Let's assume that they are somewhere on the floor. Feel the feet touching the ground and notice the ground supporting your feet. Bring some focus and some awareness to those two very important pieces of your body and how they help you move around, they give you your ground, they allow you to be supported, they support your body in standing. As you're noticing your feet, come back to noticing the face, the jaw, your breath. Bridge these two pieces together, almost like a gentle loop. So you're noticing the breath, and then you're noticing the feet. And then the feet and the breath. Breath and the feet. So just gently swinging your attention to these two spots, these two pieces. One is a bit more dynamic, the breath. One, your feet, it's structural. But of course, within your feet, there's aliveness, right? There's tissues, muscles, bone, important nutrients, blood. Now, as you're noticing these two pieces, bring attention to your hands. Now, your hands, we're used to having our hands. They're not novel to us anymore. But if you can, play with me here. And if you think of a newborn baby, when they find their hands, wow, they get so excited or in wonder. These things that move and that can touch and grasp, such incredible parts of our body. So feel your hands and actually look at them, grasp them, touch them. The contours, the skin, the shape. And as you're doing that, as you're feeling your hands, noticing them, bring attention back to that breath, the face. Can you maintain an ease in this higher part of the body, your head, neck, while noticing your hands and being curious with them? Now, there's no right or wrong way. I'm just giving some suggestions. You can be as creative or as simple as you want. Simple might be just holding them gently and feeling the connection between the two hands gently. Being a little more creative and colorful could be moving them across each other as if you're washing them with really warm, sudsy, beautiful, soapy water. Right? When you wash your hands under warm water with soap, it's not rigid. It's in a way sensual. There's texture. You move, you twist the wrists, you get in between the fingers, the nails. Imagine that warmth of water if it were there. As you're feeling your hands, notice your feet. Bring both into your awareness at the same time. And then loop back to your breath, back to the ease of just listening to your breathing. What you're doing right now is fairly low intensity. Obviously, if I was to get you to come up and do some jumping jacks, your breath would have to increase. But right now, sitting easily, just noticing, can it be possible for the breathing to just start to come down naturally, spontaneously? I'll allow you to just take that in your own time right now for a moment or two. Breath, feet on the ground, hands. Attention to your hands. Notice your eyes. Have your eyes been opened or closed? Again, doesn't matter. Feel what is important for you right now. Perhaps you started with them open and maybe you've closed them, or vice versa. There's no, again, right or wrong. It's following the impulses of the body. Noticing what is naturally being asked for, as opposed to me saying to you, close your eyes, take a deep breath, center yourself. For me, that doesn't make sense, because perhaps that's not what you necessarily need right now. But these first three steps, breath, listening to it, just noticing the feet on the ground, the support of the, we could call it the earth, and then bringing attention to just a simple functional element of your body, your hands. We all have that. So it's in a way non-denominational, and it's human. So the fourth piece, the fourth step, is to notice your pelvis. The pelvis is that center of you where all the big leg muscles and spinal muscles and abdominal muscles come in. It's where your pubic bone is, your hip joints, the big thick crests of your hip bones, pelvis bones, your sits bones. Many of us have heard of that term, sits bones. For me, it's just easy to say, feel your butt on the chair, feel the contact of this very strong supportive structure. So noticing that part of you, if it feels comfortable and right, you could even bring those hands to this area and feel it gently. Where do your hands get drawn to? Do they want to touch certain areas? Feeling that structure, the bone, the thick, important muscles that go in, the thigh muscles, the gluteal muscles, the spinal muscles, even the belly muscles. As you notice your pelvis, again, allowing that breath to be easy, just noticing your breath, see if you're tightening the abdominal muscles at all. Is there a clenching? It's so common in our culture to clench our belly, and we don't even realize it. It's almost this unconscious thing that we do for a lot of reasons. For this moment right now, is it safe to allow all that musculature to just be quiet and uninvolved? Again, notice the breath, the feet, hands, pelvis, tracking, scanning your body for anywhere that might be tight or gripped. Maybe you notice something that is, maybe you don't, but if you do, when you notice it, come back to the breath. Can that jaw be free? And can you transmit some of that ease to the area that might be tight? What if you were to bring your hands to just touch gently the thigh muscles, the front of the thighs, the sides, connecting, feeling, being with this body of yours and its structure, its strength, also its aliveness. In your own attention, in your own mind, can you go through these steps, noticing them as they come to you? Which ones come easier, which are a little tougher to bring into your awareness? Everyone's going to be a little different. There's no right or wrong. So just bring in this quality of knowing that you start with the breath, you add in the feet. You could deviate, add in your shin bones, your knees. I've mentioned your hands, but what about your elbows? I've mentioned the cheeks touching the face, the jaw. But what else could you reach to and just gently provide a supportive hand, a very gentle touch? And then just sort of let that be. Just come back now to the simplicity of your feet and your breath, the first two steps. Notice your feet and how your breath can be there, how the air can just come in on its own and how it can leave on its own without any conscious thought. That's the beauty of the breathing. It happens for us. As you're noticing that, allow your eyes and your attention to see the space that you're in. And be deliberate in actually turning your head so slowly, as if you're looking at a beautiful vista or the ocean, and you're scanning for birds or whales or wildlife, or just looking at the different colors in the sky. To do that means slow. You don't want to go fast because you might miss something. So as you're noticing the breath, feet, you could bring in your pelvis, your hands. I'll let you choose what is possible right now. Scan and look around where you are. You may not be around a beautiful vista. That's fine. But bring your attention and focus into the external environment. See the objects that might be around you and be really attentive to how your head moves through space. In a way, this is a pure connection of your internal with your external world, and holding both at the same time. For some, it might be a piece of cake. For others, a totally new concept. Obviously, everyone's different. Whoever's listening to this is going to have a different life experience, different practices that they've encountered, different traumatic events that's thrown them off and out of their body, out of their environment. This is all fine. So to review, first step is to just notice your breath. Second, bring the feet in, your feet. Feel the ground. Know that they're there, they're solid. Third step, bring attention to your hands, these unique pieces of our body that do so much for us. Give them a little touch, a little feel. The fourth step, bring in attention to your pelvis, even your legs. Not forgetting about the breath. Can that ease be there? And then the final one, in many ways it's the fifth, but you may have been doing this throughout, is to look around, orient, see around you. Obviously for that, the eyes have to be open. And I'm going to finish it up there. If you can, if you have some extra time, you can keep practicing this right now, or come up to stand and play with connecting with these four elements and the fifth idea of orienting as you come up to stand and as you go into your day. Practice to see how you can actually start to cultivate this body awareness while talking to people, while working on your computer, while chopping your vegetables or driving. It's a beautiful way to cultivate embodiment, being in the present moment, but still being in your environment, being productive, being engaged. All right, I will end it there. Put this on your iPod, on something that you can listen to, return to it, maybe in a different environment outside, maybe before you go to bed. All right, take very good care. Thank you so much for being here.